If you're searching for ways to live a holier life, this video is for you. Learn Padre Pio's keys to a meaningful Christian life. Love for Mary, humility, resisting the devil, and embracing the cross. Find out how these principles can deepen your relationship with God.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today's video is inspired by Padre Pio, The True Story, by C. Bernard Ruffin, a treasure trove of Padre Pio's wisdom. What we're covering today are profound attitudes and principles for leading a devout Christian life. So, let's dive right in and explore these timeless pieces of advice from Saint Padre Pio. Advice number one, love the Virgin Mary. When someone asked Padre Pio for a shortcut to reach God, he simply replied, "The shortcut is the Virgin." To a fellow priest, he once shared, "She gives us a glimpse of God's immensity and power. I feel like a sailboat on the open sea, propelled by the breath of our Heavenly Mother. Even if I am lost in the ocean, I am not worried. I cannot say where my work begins or ends, yet I never feel uncertain, for I am spiritually guided by the Virgin. She accompanies me in the confessional, allowing me to help my brothers and sisters, and she reveals to me, already covered by the veil of her mercy, the countless souls awaiting absolution to banish evil and create goodness." When criticized for his deep devotion to Mary Most Holy, Padre Pio's response was sharp. He said, "For you, heaven is like a cemetery, full of dead and finished things. But for me, it's a place that stirs and moves for our conversion at a single signal from Our Lady." Now that's a defense of devotion. Advice number two, understand that you possess no goodness of your own. Padre Pio understood that we all carry tendencies towards pride, vanity, and self-love. But what he wrote to one of his spiritual sons is sobering. "We are capable of turning good into evil, of abandoning the good for evil, of attributing to ourselves good that we do not have, of justifying our wrongdoing, and, in coddling our wrongdoing, of scourging the highest good." In that same letter, Padre Pio continues, "With this clearly understood, first, you must never flatter yourself for whatever good you might notice in yourself. Because everything good comes to you from God, and you need to give the honor and glory to Him. Second, do not complain about offenses done to you, no matter where they come from. Third, you must forgive everyone with Christian charity, remembering the example of the Redeemer, who forgave even those who crucified Him. Fourth, you must always humble yourself before God because of your spiritual poverty. Fifth, you must not be surprised at all at your weaknesses and imperfections, but recognizing who you are, you need to blush at your inconsistency and unfaithfulness to God." No one can love God worthily, Padre Pio wrote to Raffaelina Cerase. But this wasn't meant to discourage. Padre Pio saw in this the depth of God's true love for us. He continued, "How delightful and consoling it is to know that, without any merit of our own, this tender Father has raised us to such dignity of being His children. Advice number 3. Be weary of the devil and resist him. Padre Pio told one of his spiritual daughters, "There are so many demons that, if each one took on a body as small as a grain of sand, they would still block out the sun." However, he insisted that Christians should not fear. "Despise the devil and arm yourself against him with even greater perseverance and faith, for it is written, 'Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith.' Do not let the many snares of the infernal beast frighten you. Jesus, who is always with you and fights with you and for you, will never allow you to be deceived or defeated." Padre Pio also reminds us of Saint Augustine's wisdom. "The devil is a formidable giant for those who fear him, but a cowardly child for those who despise him." Advice number 4. Love the cross. Padre Pio's final piece of advice is perhaps the most challenging. Without love for the cross, we cannot achieve much in the Christian life. He encouraged his spiritual children to find God's will in every trial and temptation, repeating the words, "Thy will be done." In all human matters, learn above all to recognize and adore God's will in everything. Frequently repeat the divine words of our beloved Master, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." May this beautiful exclamation always be in your heart and on your lips through all circumstances. Say it during temptation and in trials that Jesus sees fit to send you. Say it also when you are immersed in the ocean of Jesus' love. This will be your anchor and your salvation. I hope this video has inspired you to strive to live as Padre Pio encouraged, guided by Our Lady, humble in our goodness, firm against the devil, and in love with the cross. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.